McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. The scripture reading is taken from Galatians chapter 3, verses 23 through 29 in the NIV. Hear the word of God. Before the coming of this faith, we were held in custody under the law, locked up until the faith that was to come would be revealed. So the law was our guardian until Christ came, that we might be justified by faith. Now that this faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, and you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The word of God for the people of God. The sermonic selection is entitled, "We Are All Children of God by Jamie Rivera.
Do you see these children on the streets? Have you walked the pavements where they sleep? Do you feel their hands when you give them alms? Did you ever give them bread to eat? Have you seen their homes washed by the floods, while a mother tightly holds her child?
Has been read for your hearing and meditation. The title of the message today is God's Children. I want to lift up verses 26 and 27. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth be what you would have me to say to your children and to those desiring through faith to become your offspring. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Paul wrote this epistle to the seven churches in Galatia to disprove the Judaizers' belief that salvation came through belief and through the obedience of ceremonial law. He wrote this letter to the Galatians to call Christians to to faith and freedom in Christ, way back in A.D. 49. Ceremonial law was our guardian. It was our supervisor. In the Greek, it was our tutor or pedagogos or pedagogy. Also in the Greek, it was a person hired, usually by the father, to take a son to school, not someone hired as a teacher as thought of in today's society. The tutor would wait at school for the child, and when school was over, the tutor would accompany the child back home. Perhaps he would question the child about what was learned that day. That's how it went in the life of a tutor circa A.D. 49. We no longer need that kind of supervision. When learning to drive an automobile, we may have had a driver's ed instructor or parent or guardian instructor who rode with us everywhere we were permitted to drive an automobile. But once we became a licensed driver, we no longer needed that kind of supervision. The ceremonial law became a barrier that hindered the guardian, Galatian Christians from moving forward in Christ. Paul was trying to impress upon the Galatians that the law itself was not salvation, but rather the law teaches the need for salvation. It is God's grace that gives us that salvation. God reveals himself to us through the Holy Spirit. He reveals his will for all human beings. Through the divine unction of the Holy Spirit, he reveals his moral laws and lets us know how we are to worship him and lets us know how we are to love others. But we cannot be saved by keeping the law. We cannot be saved by doing good or being a good person, doing kindly deeds. The main thing that the law has done is it has always pointed the way to salvation. Salvation which comes by having faith in Jesus Christ alone. Hebrews 11:6 says, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those earnestly and those who earnestly seek him." It is recorded in Roman history that when a young person became an adult, he or she removed their youthful garments and dressed themselves in an adult toga. When we are united with Jesus in baptism, we put on his righteousness, all things righteous. These are our new clothes. We get a new identification card because our old ID card has expired. We have a new nature as well. We have become the righteousness of God. We have become God's children. Has your ID card been updated? Have you updated your wardrobe? Jesus' ministry, you see, was a multicultural and multi-ethnic ministry, and all believers are his heirs. No one individual has greater privileges than another. We are all equal in his eyes. We are all God's children. Therefore, we are not to let our differences separate us, but rather we are to seek out and appreciate people who are not just like us. You may discover that you might have many mutual interests and concerns. No matter how diligent a person is, there is no salvation in good works. There is no salvation in good deeds. No salvation in the keeping of the commandments. It is God's grace that gives us salvation by the way of faith in his Son, Jesus Christ alone, who died on the cross at Calvary for the remission of our sins. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to his promise. We are all God's children. Praying, dear Heavenly Father, you are the magnificent God of salvation. Please forgive us for our vain glory in our labor and what we call our good works and our good deeds. Thank you, dear Lord, for the writers of the gospel and the epistles that show us clearly the way to salvation. Thank you for our personal Savior, who is Jesus Christ alone. We pray for the lost that they be saved. All blessings we ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and our Savior. Amen. The closing presentation is Children of God by Jason Silver.
Hello, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to another episode of Piano Hands, in which I sing a scripture song I've written. Today I am continuing with my Galatians songs. This finishes up chapter 3. We're getting there, slowly but surely. If you're new to my channel, I put scripture to music. I try to do it in a way that makes them singable and easy to memorize and maybe easy to process and apply and integrate into your life. I think it's really neat if you find yourself humming and singing scripture. So if this is something you like, be sure to subscribe. Here we are with Galatians 3, 23 to 29, and this is from the New Century Version.
Before the coming of this faith, we were held in custody under law, locked up until the faith and was, till the faith and was to come would be revealed. So the law was our guardian. Unto Christ came that we might be justified by faith. Now that this faith has come, we're no longer under a guardian. So in Christ Jesus you are our children of God through your faith. For all you were baptized under Christ, clothe yourself with Christ. There is no longer Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free. There is no longer male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. If you promise.
Thank you for listening and making it all the way through. Thank you to my patrons for your support. Patreon.com/JasonSilver or JasonSilver.com/donate. If you want the sheet music or the MP3 for these songs, they're available on my website. I'd like to thank you and bless you in Jesus' name for your pursuit of Him, your love of Him, your faithfulness to Him. God loves you and is faithful to you more than you can ever hope or imagine. So I pray that you will go in peace to love and serve the Lord and glorify Him in everything you do. I'll see you next time.
Hi, I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
ExquisiteCoffee.shop. Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service, so check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea blends today at ExquisiteCoffee.shop.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.